Finance now, and the US markets continue to lose steam overnight as investors remain very nervous about the debt ceiling vote, which is now being postponed. The Dow has closed down 62 points. The Nasdaq is 1 point higher. The S&P 500 is down 4. And in London, the FTSE closed up 16. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $97.46 a barrel. Tapis crude's at $125.94 a barrel. And gold this morning's at $1,614.50 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying $1.09, 76 euro cents and 67 pence sterling.
Now, as we just mentioned, the US House of Representatives has now postponed that crucial vote on a bill to increase the country's debt ceiling.
Earlier, the Speaker, John Boehner, made a final appeal for both parties to work together.
Today, the House will take action, again, on a solution to end the debt limit crisis. We'll take action again, just like we did on our budget, on solutions to the problems that are facing our nation. After today, the House will have sent to the Senate not one, but two different bills that will rein in spending, increase the debt ceiling, and bring an end to this crisis. When the House takes action today, the United States Senate will have no more excuses for inaction.